And good morning. Time once again for another edition of the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. We're going to be talking in a few minutes to Chris Adams. He's a board member of Earthshare Gardens. They're putting on a special benefit show this weekend over at the Feed and Seed right downtown Lafayette. We'll be talking about the artists and a little bit about what Earthshare Gardens have been up to over the past few years. We're going to start off with a selection of music. We're going to go to a track from the upcoming Inside Llewyn Davis soundtrack. The new Coen Brothers film features Oscar Isaac. He's a Guatemalan Cuban American actor who actually had to audition against some serious musicians, well-known musicians, to land the part in the new Coen Brothers film. We'll hear his rendition of Fare Thee Well. We'll also listen to Houndmouth, who have one of the more popular AAA releases from 2013. But we're going to start off with the new album, The Tribute to the Everly Brothers by Billy Joe Armstrong and Nora Jones, known as Billy Joe and Nora from For Everly. This is the story of the roving gambler.
I am a roving gambler. I gambled all around. Whenever I meet with a deck of cards, lay my money down, lay my money down, lay my money down. I had not been in Washington many more weeks than three. Met up with a pretty little girl. She fell in love with me. She fell in love with me. Parlor, she cooled me with a fan. She whispered low in a mother's ears, I love that gambling man, love that gambling man, love that gambling man. Oh daughter, oh dear daughter, how can you treat me so? Leave your dear old mother. Gambler go, with that gambler go, with that gambler go. My mother, oh dear mother, you cannot understand. You ever see me coming back, be with a gambling man, with that gambling man, with that gambling man. I left her in El Paso, and I wound up in Maine. I met up with a gambling man, got in a poker game, got in a poker game, got in a poker game. We put our money in the pot and dealt the cards around. I saw him deal from the bottom. Gambler down, shot that gambler down, shot that gambler down. Well, now I'm in the jailhouse, got a number for my name. Warden said as he locked the door, gamble your last game. Your last game, gamble your last deck of cards. I lay my money down, lay my money down,
If I had wings like Nora's dove, I'd fly the river to the one I love. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well. The woman I love is long and tall. She moves her body like a cannonball. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well. Early one morning, drizzling rain, and in my heart I felt an aching pain. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well. No one of these mornings, it won't be long, you'll call my name.
No.
Music from Houndmouth here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, their big tune, On the Road, coming out of a tune by Oscar Isaac, who is just one of the actors from the new Coen Brothers film, Inside Llewyn Davis. We heard Fare Thee Well, Dink's Song, and beginning with Billy Joe and Nora, Billy Joe Armstrong and Nora Jones, teaming up, doing Roving Gambler from the new Foreverly album, their tribute to the Everly Brothers. It's 11 minutes past the hour. And looking at the weather, turning somewhat sunny this afternoon, a high of around 78, southwest winds at 10 to 15, fog late this evening, otherwise cloudy overnight with a low of 64, 20% chance of showers on Wednesday. Currently it's cloudy and 76 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. And with me in the studio, I have Chris Adams. He's from Earthshare Gardens, an organization that's been around for a few years now, hasn't it, Chris?
Yeah, Cecil, we've been around since 2005. We've had plants in the ground.
Now, you guys were a project that started right here on campus, I do believe, or someone has a history of beginning here, right here on campus.
Certainly. Quite a few of our founding members came from two different directions. One was the Renewable Resources Program here on campus, especially inspired by Griff Blakewood, Dr. Griff Blakewood, as well as participation in the UL AmeriCorps program. That was hugely influential for myself, particularly, and Maria Isabel Pouts, one of our other founders. A few other names you might recognize, Danica Adams and E.B. Brooks, both were participating in founding Earthshare Gardens.
Now, tell us a little bit about what Earthshare Gardens does. What is Earthshare Gardens? What is the organization's mission? How did you get together and what exactly does Earthshare Gardens do?
Right. Well, we started from a point of saying we want to care for the earth and we want to care for ourselves at the same time. And we want to do this through healthy, fresh food. So Earthshare Gardens set up a community-supported agriculture project in 2005, and interested participants in Lafayette can sign up, pay a subscription fee at the start of the season, and we have five-month seasons, and then each week or every 2 weeks thereafter they receive a box of produce that's grown fresh and local right here in Lafayette.
Oh, I see. Okay. So this has been going on for how long now?
Let's see. I think that would, since 2005, that would make us 8 years. And since we started on that vein, we also wanted to give back to the community. And very early on, we founded a donation garden, and quite a bit of our produce has consistently been donated to either local food banks or local soup kitchens to benefit the people in our community that are also in need of food and deserve just as much as everybody else does to have fresh and healthy produce.
Wow, it sounds like a great mission. How's it been going so far? I mean, let me ask, how many people are involved? How many people are involved with this project approximately?
Well, we maintain a small board of 5 to 8 people, and then CSA participants, we have approximately 30. Many of those are families, so husband and wife, kids. And in addition, we have quite a few volunteers that come on a regular basis, and then even more that come on maybe once a year or twice a year to help out with a specific project. And then, of course, all of our fundraisers bring in many, many people from the community. So, our family is probably hundreds strong within Lafayette.
Hundreds, really? Yeah. Now, do you guys have to, I would imagine, as this is a fundraising event, are there, about how many of these do you have to put on a year to maintain the structure of the organization?
We do 2 fundraisers a year. And one of the unique things about how we set up our nonprofit is that our CSA brings in income, and that helps to fund our charitable activities. And so between the CSA fees and the 2 fundraisers and occasional small grants, we do pretty well for ourselves.
Well, it sounds like a great, great project. So there is going to be an event this Friday the Feed and Seed. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on there.
Right. So Friday night, we're having a benefit fundraiser. It's going to be a concert, 2 bands we have lined up. Doors open at 7. At 8 o'clock, the Clay Parker Band starts off, and at 9:30 we have Soul Creole featuring Louis Michaud and Corey Ledet.
All right. Well, that sounds like a fun time and a definite good reason for people to come out and support Earthshare Gardens. I tell you what, we're going to listen right now to music by the first performer, Clay Parker. He's put out at least a couple of releases, solo releases. This is from his album, Any Old Time, and this is Clay Parker singing about those new sunny days.
Sunny days are setting in. They'll free your mind from all its care and sorrow. Knowing all that's borrowed can only end. My love and I will lie here till tomorrow. Time is good and fine when you're laying low and looking for a quietness to hide in. A careful eye down the line says it ain't so. All the road is long and looks to be widening. Season brings a haze of blowing through, where frost and fire politely lie together. Nothing's been as bitter or as true. And summer's green, a grieving all the weather. Heaven's stars are the way they are. The sea will rise and fall, that's all it knows too. Well, she and I don't know why we are so far. Suppose we ain't unlike the motion it all goes through. Sunny days are setting in. Oh, they'll free your mind from all its care and sorrow. Knowing all its borrowed can only end. My love and I will lie here till tomorrow.
Music by Clay Parker. He will be one of the performers at the benefit for Earthshare Gardens taking place this Friday over at the Feed and Seed in downtown Lafayette, right near the railroad tracks. I'm speaking with Chris Adams. He's a board member currently. But, yeah, you were just telling me you wear many hats, that basically what you're doing now is taking over what Louis Michaud was doing earlier there.
Right, right. One of my additional hats that I wear is with CREA. The acronym stands for Cultural Research Institute of Acadiana. And we're focused on heirloom varieties of seeds and practices of seed saving local to this Acadiana area, which, of course, is a nice match with Earthshare Gardens as well.
Yeah, it certainly is. Getting back to Earthshare Gardens, yeah, you guys, we talked about you began sort of like, you know, with Griff and them here on campus. Tell us a little bit about you know, the evolution of Earthshare Gardens, you know, where you guys have been and how it's developed over the past few years.
So from our starting here, quite a few of us were students, but we quickly reached out to community members that were beyond the university campus. They were, you know, the ones that got in, on board were very excited, and they helped us move forward in a way that as students maybe we weren't completely experienced with doing. And over the years, like I mentioned, we started with the CSA, the Community Supported Agriculture, but we've really strengthened our community impacts since then. A few examples. A couple of years ago, in 2010, we set up in partnership with the 15th Juvenile Drug Court a garden in our garden. They have their own separate area where they bring teens out and do a combination of counseling and gardening. And this is called the HALT program, Halting Addiction in Lafayette Teens. And so they have a counselor. They meet out at the garden. They do some gardening. They talk through their issues. They also donate the produce from that garden to St. Joseph's Diner. And then those teens follow up with going to the diner, helping to prepare or preserve the food, and then helping to serve that to the clients. Wow. So that's just one example. Another great example started a little more recently, a partnership with FoodNet. FoodNet is our local food bank. And they came to us and said, we would love to set up another garden within your EarthShare area, and we will provide somebody to help maintain that garden and then have all of that food go back to our food bank clients. And so over the last year, with their own garden as well as our additional donations, they received over 3,000 pounds of fresh produce from our gardens.
Wow, that's amazing. So, yeah, some fine work being done by you guys here in the community. Any projects that we can talk about that you guys are aiming towards that you haven't quite been able to accomplish yet?
Well, we realized recently, actually, that all of our program offerings currently could grow. Our CSA has had a waiting list since essentially we started. We've had some turnover, but for the most part, people like what they get and they stick with it. And so we've had to close our CSA waiting list. So we would love to expand that, provide that fresh produce to more people. The FoodNet garden itself could grow easily. We have an additional donation garden that we do separate from the FoodNet garden that also has lots of potential for growth. And we also have community garden plots on our site. So local people that would like to provide produce for themselves and do the growing and do the gardening have an opportunity to come out to our site, have their own space, and do their own growing. But we've run out of space. So we would love to expand that as well.
Well, anyway, it sounds like a fine project, and hopefully for the future this will just keep expanding, and you know, who knows where it could end, you know. So
right.
So again, you know, to help out with Chris and the guys at EarthShare Gardens, there will be a benefit this Friday evening. Again, it's at the Feed and Seed. What's the start time for that again, Chris?
Doors open at 7. The first band goes on at 8. Clay Parker. And then at 9:30, we'll hear Louis Michaud and Corey Lede with Soul Creole.
Now, that's a project that they've started recently. I think they've done one or two gigs, I guess, so far. But so this I think, may be the third time I'm hearing of Soul Creole doing something locally. So, you can't go wrong with those two guys. I mean, you know, I think those two are, as far as, I mean, you know, you have the leading accordionist in both Cajun, fiddler in Cajun, contemporary new Cajun and new Zydeco teaming together, and, you know.
Oh, we're super excited about it.
It's the best of this area. So anyway, that's this Friday evening at the Feed and Seed, downtown Lafayette, the EarthShare Gardens benefit. And again, we're going to go out with music. I think this is just a demo or maybe just a practice or maybe a gig recording that Louis had given me a few weeks ago. This is Soul Creole. Chris, thanks for coming by, and we hope that we see you out there for the event this Friday evening.
Thank you so much for having us, Cecil.
Yeah, there you go. Soul Creole here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Again, they'll be performing at the Earthshare Gardens benefit at the Feed and Seed this Friday evening, along with Clay Parker. You're listening to KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. Looking at some of the things going on around town, it'll be an Irish Christmas this evening with the group Danu. They'll be taking place at the Hyman Performing Arts Center, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are still available. You can contact the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana or Ticketmaster.com for more information or tickets. The 11th annual Holiday Pottery Sale will take place here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. It's put on by the Department of Visual Arts Ceramic in the ceramics area. Beginning Thursday from 7 until 10 p.m. and then Friday the 6th and Saturday the 7th, again from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Students and faculty of the Department of Visual Arts Ceramics area will be selling pottery to raise money to attend the 29th Alabama Clay Conference in Birmingham, Alabama. The sale will begin with an opening night on December 5th from 7 until 10 p.m. This will take place in room 116 of Fletcher Hall. That's located at 421 East Lewis Street right here on the University of Louisiana at Lafayette campus. And again, the sale will continue on Friday and Saturday from 10 until 6 p.m. UL Lafayette School of Music will be hosting their second annual Christmas concert this Thursday, December 5th in Angel Hall Auditorium. That starts at 7:30 p.m. The concert will feature the UL Chorale and Chamber Singers, the UL Wind Ensemble, and the UL Symphony Orchestra. Admission is absolutely free. And All Strung Up on Christmas will take place this Friday, December 6th, in Lafayette High School Auditorium. That starts at 7 p.m. It's an evening of Lafayette High School's finest string performers. Musical selections will include Vivaldi's Winter, Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker, and other seasonal favorites. That also is free admission, and refreshments will be served. Again, that's at Lafayette High School Auditorium this Friday at 7 p.m. Got music by the Lost Bayou Ramblers coming up next from their Mammoth Waltz album. And these guys have a new album that will be coming out quite shortly. Let's go back to the Big Oak Tree album. This is Lafayette area group Bas Kloss.
Momo was pretty when she was young. She ran through the prairie neath the golden sun. She rested in the shade of the big oak tree. I love those stories Momo told me. My eyes go sleeping back to a paradise outside a shingle shack. Mama did dance foot loose and fancy free somewhere in the country out around a big old tree. My Louisiana, my Louisiana. Sometimes she looks so far away, back to a time when she was young at play. She held this little baby mesmerized as I drifted off a dream about a place called paradise. I look out the window, man, I love the rain. I look out the window,
but I know it's not the same as the picture that was painted as I sat on Mama's knee. As I look at the place where there used to be a big old tree, my Louisiana, my Louisiana, my Louisiana, my Mama was pretty when she was young. She ran through the prairie beneath the golden sun. She rested in the shade of the big old tree. I love those stories Mama told to me. My Louisiana.
Teenage Mary said, Uncle Dave, I saw my soul must be saved. Gonna take a walk down Union Square. You never know who you're gonna find there. You gotta run, 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 run. Take the dragon too. Run, 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 run. Jim's a death for you. Hey, what to do? Margarita Passion, I had to get her fixed. She wasn't well, she was getting sick. Went to sell her soul, she wasn't high. Didn't know, think she could buy it. She would run, 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 run. Take the dragon too. Run, 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 run. Chip to death in you. Tell you what to do.
Tune by the Velvet Underground from their first album, The Velvet Underground and Nico, Run, Run, Run. Before that, the Lost Bayou Rambler, sounding like it would have sounded if Nathan Abshar had been a Velvet Underground fan. That was Blues de Bernadette from Mammoth Waltz by Lost Bayou Ramblers. And beginning with Boss Class with My Louisiane. The Cane Fire Film Series presents the documentary, brand new documentary about big band jazz drummer, band leader Chick Webb. It's called The Savoy King. It will screen as part of the Cane Fire Film Series next Monday, December 9th at 7:30 p.m. in the James Munkus Theater at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Want to go? I'll give away a pair of tickets to The Savoy King next Monday night. To caller number 5-482-6991. In 482-6991, caller number 5 wins a pair of tickets to the Savoy King next Monday. Let's do a set of music that features Eric Clapton on guitar, beginning with Derek and the Dominoes. (482) 6991, caller number 5.
Bye.
George Harrison with the Beatles, featuring Eric Clapton from the White Album, and playing White Album tracks because this is the 45th anniversary of that release as of late. While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Before that, Cream doing a song that George Harrison wrote, Badge. And we started with Derek and the Dominoes featuring Clapton doing the Hendrix composition Little Wing. Wrapping up this edition of the Medicine Ball Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support.